after a series of debates between the church and the Gdole Ashkenaz, Rabbi Chilmi Paris among them, in 1242 in Paris, 24 cartloads of Svarim were burned. Maram Rutenberg was witnessed this event, and it moved him to write the kina Shali Srufa Be'esh. It's a kina filled with bitter irony. When you go through the kina, you really sense how the Maram was torn and was in such shock and despair at this event that it caused him to really almost lash out in a manner that seems, for any other day of the year, would be totally inappropriate. If we go throughout the kina, he starts and he says, Eicha nesuna be'esh ochla. He's referring to the Torah, which throughout the kina is referred to as the Eish, as we know, Eish das Lomo. In happier times, we say, Hoshana lemancha zeved divros hanesunos me'esh. And he says, how is it possible that this Torah that was given in a consuming fire, te'ukal be'esh basar, that the Torah, it itself, would be consumed by the flames of basar v'dam? V'lo nichvu zorim be'gachalayich. And foreigners would not be singed, would not even be charred by your coals. It's a reference, as we know, to the Mishnah that says, Hizaru begachalosam shelo techvu. We say that even about Talmidei Chachamim, not even about the Torah itself, we say, be careful, lest you come too close and be burned. And how bitterly ironic is this, that the Goyim were able to succeed in a wholesale destruction of the Torah. V'lo nichvu zorim begachalayich, the absolute inversion of v'hazar hakarev yumas, the bitter irony of kira'asa goyim ba'u mikdasha. Not only did the goyim breach the sanctity of the mikdash and the sifrei kodesh, but which goyim? Asher tivisa lo yavo ba'kahal lach. Amon and Moav, the original perpetrators of Sreifas HaTorah, they were the ones that were prohibited from even coming close to Am Yisrael. As the kina goes along, it becomes even more sharp. Tzuri, the Maram directs his thoughts to the Rivono Shel Olam. Tzuri, my rock. Belapid v'esh. The Ribono Shel Olam, we know, came down on Har Sinai in Kolos and Vrakim, but also in an esh, in a fire. Halver ze nesanech. Was the Torah given from the fire? Ki ba'acharisech telahit esh v'shulayech. To forewarn that ultimately the Torah itself would be consumed by that fire. Sinai, ha'al kein becha bachar elokim, umas bigdolim vizarach bigvulayich. Sinai, we know the famous medrash that Ribono Shel Olam did not give the Torah on the more tall and majestic mountains. He gave it on Har Sinai, a smaller mountain. Was it for this that you were chosen? Lios lemofes ledos. Perhaps it was for this reason, to show that the kavod of Am Yisrael and the kavod HaTorah would ultimately be in a lowly, degraded state for many, many years. And that's why the Ribono Shel Olam decided that the place was not to give the Torah on the lofty, majestic mountains, but rather on the low Har Sinai. Moshe LeMelech Asher bachal mishta b'no tzof asher yigva kinat b'milayich. Tachas me'il tiskas sinai levushech besak tate levush amonos tachlef samalayich. Har Sinai was covered bechoshech ve'anan ve'arafel. So the Medrash actually says, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that this was also some a foreboding for the Chet Ha'egel and the Shviras Haluchos that would come soon after. That it's a mashal that the Maram picks up to say that when a king made a suda for his son's chasana, but he knew and he saw that his son wouldn't live for more than 40 days. So he adorned the chuppah with a little bit of black. And in fact, apparently in Sephardic communities, some have a custom to actually put a black parochis on the aron because we're mourning the mourning of the Torah also. And what Maram Rutenberg is picking up on here is that the Sreifas HaTalmud in Paris in 1242 was no less significant than the Shviras Haluchos thousands of years earlier. And it's a theme that repeats itself that unfortunately, together with Galus, is a destruction and it's never the end of Torah, but it signifies a constant, ever-present diminishing of the Torah that we have. Another element of this irony that we find later in the Kina is El Toch Rechova Kinidachas V'Sarfu Shlal Elyon Ashatimas Levo Ka'alayev. We say that the burning took place in the public squares of Paris. El Toch Rechova Kinidachas. We know that the halacha is that in Ir Nidachas, as Kol Shalot take both al Toch Rechava, right? That all of the elements and all of the items that are found in Ir Nidachas, they all are supposed to be burned. They're supposed to be publicly inflamed. And in fact, just the opposite came true. And an important piece is that Sarfu Shlal Elyon, that even in Ir Nidachas, something remains sacred, and something is preserved, and that's Shlal Elyon. Shlal Shemayim is not burned. But in Galus, Davka Shlal Elyon, Davka, the Sifrei Torah, those are burned. He mentions, this line to me sounds nearly blasphemous. Moshe Ve'aron Behar Ha'ar. He says, "Or demos ade you cannot chal v'yagil lekibro shnei sorry atzlayach. My tears will flow to the graves of Moshe and Aaron. Behar harar ve'eshal hayish Torah chadasha v'chinisufu klilayach. Is there a new Torah? Is that why the Torah is being burned? The terrible, terrible tragedy of the Sreifas HaTalmud and 24 cartloads, as you know." Were something that brought out such raw emotion from Maram that it's almost sad, it's almost worth writing a kina over the fact that we don't feel the same sense of loss. You know, we know it's obvious that we can't appreciate the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, we never saw it, we don't really understand what Karbanos mean, but the pasuk also says Malka v'sareh b'gayim ein Torah, that there's a tremendous loss of the kavod haTorah, a tremendous sense of a tremendous lack of appreciation for the awesomeness of the Torah, and this is something that we can't even begin to feel, that I can't imagine for myself losing a night's sleep over it even, and to see how this for the Maram. This was something that was so tragic and something that really brought out absolute feelings of despair and of almost cynicism, which is something that really doesn't have a place in the mainstream Jewish thought. It's something that really causes us to reflect. And at the end, the irony is actually reversed. And in the last two stanzas, O Tadi Badi Shadi Badi Shani V'Tov Tekchim, the Maram has expressed the sense of loss of the he uses the metaphor of song for that of Torah. As he says, Brad, Lashma Od Kol Sharim B'Sharos, we know that Torah is compared to Rina, and that's what he seems to be referring to. Od Tadi Badi Shoni, you will adorn yourself with fancy clothes once more. V'tov Tekhi, and you will take hold again of the drum that is right now silenced. Te'ochi B'Machol, you will dance in circles. V'tzahali B'Macholayach, Yorum Levavi Beis Tzurech L'Or Lach V'yagia L'Choshkech V'yairu Afilayach. Whereas in the beginning of the Kina, he speaks about Hochim Chashechim V'einet Noga V'kovim L'Or Yomam Asher Yizach Alem V'alayach, that we now go, we go in Golas, we go Hochim Chashechim V'ein Noga, we go without the light, but ultimately we know that the time will come where Yom Levavi Be'ez Tzurich L'Or Lach, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will return as a light for us, Yagia L'Choshkech, and he will brighten and he will illuminate our darkness, Ve'ira Afilayich, and he will shine in our shadows.